Due north of the Dells and west of Green Bay, Wisconsin, is the Plover area. It's our best of the Midwest, and Mallory Payne, the executive director of Plover Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, is on the phone line. So let's learn about another place a short drive away. Mallory, how are you? You're on the air.
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me. Super excited to join today.
I'm glad you could join us. When you describe it, I said, well, if you just go to the Dells and keep going north, or if you're in Green Bay, hang a hard left, that would be it, right?
Yeah, we are pretty much right in the center, the heart of Wisconsin. So super close along I-39. Pretty much all roads lead to Plover.
Yeah. depending on where you are, but I'm downtown Chicago, so maybe three and a half hours from where I'm standing right now?
Yeah, roughly 3 hours, 3.5 from pretty much anywhere in the kind of Chicago area. So really short, you know, nice weekend getaway, but not too far that you can't make the drive, you know, in an afternoon.
What's the country like up there, Mallory? What have you all got?
Yeah, so Plover is an amazing destination with a ton of outdoor recreation and several one-of-a-kind attractions. So we are largely that kind of escape rush hour destination with just so many wonderful recreational activities like Standing Rocks. We've got the Green Circle Trail, just absolutely an outdoor oasis.
The Super Duper Looper, which is a blue level trail. What does that mean? And is that for bikers or hikers, the Super Duper Looper?
Yeah, the Super Duper Looper is one of our bike trails over at Standing Rocks. And it's a kind of challenging bike trail with berms, jumps, and drops, which if you're a mountain biker is exactly what the mountain bikers look for. So it's a really fun loop and kind of a hidden gem, honestly, in the area.
What's Standing Rocks County Park?
Yeah, so Standing Rocks County Park is it's a 524-acre park, and it is absolutely perfect for recreational activities. Standing Rocks offers mountain biking trails, hiking. We even have a 36-hole disc golf course. So truly, there's something for everybody. We've got, if you want to bring your pet along, there's just an incredible dog park off-leash there as well. And it's just, again, one of the hidden gems among mountain bikers, but also hikers and outdoor enthusiasts within the Midwest.
And since we're talking about that kind of stuff, what about the Green Circle Trail? Tell me about that.
Yeah, oh gosh, the Green Circle Trail is really cool. It's a 27-mile scenic hike and biking loop that kind of loops the Plover area along with the Stevens Point area, which is just north of us. And it actually connects to the Tomorrow River Trail as well and extends, you know, the 27 miles of Green Circle up to an additional 45 miles with the Tomorrow River Trail. But just a really cool loop that kind of winds along the Wisconsin and Plover Rivers through some really large pines and some of the kind of pioneer settlements in the area. It's just a really unique scenic trail.
So when we say Plover and Plover area, you mentioned Stevens Point, which I think is a reference point a lot of us know. Is Stevens Point a town in what you call the Plover area then?
Yeah, so we're Plover area kind of represents the entire region along with the Stevens Point area as well. We're both right next door to each other, so we kind of consider ourselves one big community, and we're all together.
And if you think about going up to Wisconsin, you think about water, or either what's the nearest river, what's the nearest lake, where do I go for water recreation? What's your answer to that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are surrounded by water. We've got the Wisconsin River. We've got the Plover River. We're not too far from Lake DeBake, Castle Rock, and Peatonville. They're all just a short drive from my area. So something for everyone, whether it be kayaking or canoeing, or if you're really into more adventurous water activities, there was a great skiing and tubing area on the Wisconsin River, and of course some of those lakes as well. So tons and tons of water activities.
And then one other thing, I think really does sound like a unique thing to think about or do, the Food and Farm Exploration Center. You've got some sort of ag science facility there. Do I understand right?
Oh, gosh. Yes, you're understanding perfectly, but it is so much more. So the Food and Farm Exploration Center, it's a brand new facility that just opened up at the end of 2023 in December. So it's brand new, only been open for just a couple of months, and actually features more than 60 hands-on exhibits. So everything has been designed around being interactive and hands-on that showcases how food is produced and delivered to our tables. So it's the perfect spot for true foodies or just people who want to know more about where their food comes from. It really takes visitors on the full journey through food production and really the innovative nature of agriculture and what kind of modern food production looks like.
Yeah. You know, I know a three-year-old named Bernadette, and she loves the petting zoos, and sometimes a county fair or local town will set up a pop-up petting zoo, and then folks come and pet the rabbits or the goat. This sounds like that and then some.
So, yes and no. The food and farm only covers crops, so there's no animals at the Food and Farm Exploration Center. However, we do have several additional agriculture kind of agri-ventures in the area. So Phelps Family Dairy offers up-close tours. They have a really just incredible robotic milking facility. There's baby calves on the farm regularly that visitors can check out and see. The Food and Farm, though, again, is really through the lens of vegetables and production of some of those specialty vegetable crops. So a little different than that hands-on kind of traditional petting zoo feel, but very cool nonetheless.
There is the SOPA Fairview Farms for 11 acres of sunflowers.
Yep, that's another one of our really just interesting agricultural ventures. So SOPA Fairview actually blooms. They plant 11 acres of sunflowers, and that blooms usually mid-August. And it's just a sea of yellow. You're absolutely surrounded by just gorgeous, huge sunflowers. If you haven't been to SOPA, it is an experience that just write that down for things to do this summer. You have to come visit.
Yeah, pictures to take for sure. And then where am I going to stay and where am I going to eat when I get up to Plover area?
Yeah, so we've got tons of dining options, a really nice just array of dining options from Hispanic featured restaurants all the way to, you name it, it's definitely there. A great resource to kind of find what restaurant aligns with you and your preference would be come over to plover.com and then navigate over to our dining options. And we've got some incredible dining partners listed there. And then we have 5 hotel properties in the Plover area. So between the Village of Plover and Town of Plover, we've got 5 different properties that people can stay at.
Okay, so I've got a couple of websites in front of me. You said come over to plover.com. Is that the website you mentioned? Because I also see ploverwi, as in Wisconsin.gov.
Yeah, so ploverwi.gov is the Village of Plover specific website, so more of the government side of things. The come over to plover.com website is the CVB's visitor centric website. So it's more geared towards helping people plan their vacations, see what the attractions are and things to do there. So come over to plover.com is
probably the best choice. Yeah, right. For our purposes here. And it's just a few hours north of Chicago. Mallory Payne is the executive director of the Plover Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Come over to plover.com. Mallory, thanks. Really interesting, really local. Sounds like a fun family place to be. I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, definitely. Come see us, come over to Plover, and come do rush hour a little differently with us.
That's a good way to put it.